Bradford West Gwillimbury is calling on the federal government to live up to its promises and do more to protect Lake Simcoe. Council passed a resolution at its March 1 meeting calling on politicians in Ottawa to back a Lake Simcoe restoration fund designed to protect the lake, with greater financial support than previously committed, beginning with the 2022 budget. The motion was tabled by Cown. Jonathan Scott, who called it a chance for council to demonstrate its commitment to the lake and protection of the watersheds in the area. A similar motion will be considered by the councils of all the municipalities in the Lake Simcoe watershed and members of the Lake Simcoe Regional Conservation Authority, LSRCA, throughout the month of March. Bradford West Gwillimbury and Georgina were the first to pass it, which was fitting, given that their former MP, Peter Van Loan, was the one who introduced the Lake Simcoe Cleanup Fund in 2007. That initiative provided $65 million in funding to reduce phosphorus levels, restore fish habitats and improve shorelines and retention ponds. But it expired in 2017 after its initial 10-year window and hasn't been replaced since, despite promises from both the eventual governing and opposition parties during the past two election campaigns. In 2019, both the Liberals and the Conservatives pledged $40 million and $30 million over 5 years, respectively for Lake Simcoe during the run-up to the federal election. However, the Liberals were unable to live up to their commitment before their minority government was dissolved. Last year, the Liberals announced a $1 billion investment through a 10-year freshwater action plan that highlights funding various waterways in Ontario, including Lake Simcoe. What we're hoping to do by passing this motion is to call on the federal Liberal government to fulfill their commitment that was in their platform in the last two elections toward the Lake Simcoe watershed, Scott said. We want Lake Simcoe to be protected, and that means we need federal dollars to do it, as has been promised. We can't just do it as a municipality, despite our best efforts. The motion goes further than just asking for money to be committed by highlighting the ways it could be spent. Council wants the federal government to support several initiatives, including shoreline mitigation, improving contaminated sites, infrastructure upgrades and planting 250,000 trees, all requests shared by the LSCRA and the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan. Just as there appears to be support for the lake from surrounding municipalities, there is also collaboration happening between the federal Conservatives and Liberals. Before being presented for council consideration, the motion was shared with representatives from the federal government, including York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson and Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen. The united front from the municipalities is key, suggested Cown. Peter Farragini. The more municipalities we get behind this to push it, I think it will put more pressure on the people above, he said. The motion will also be heard at Innisfil Town Council on March 9. With files from BarryToday.com.